that was actually kind of fire. Sorry to cut off Selena there. And I'm not talking Gomez. I'm talking real crap here. Hi. Oh, I missed the mark by just a little bit. Don't tell on me, and I will probably be able to stay here for the next show. Anyway, this is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I just had like a 20-minute walk in the rain, and it's still pretty pouring. I'm glad I wore my boots too, because there's puddles like everywhere. Also, I'm still so tired. I don't really travel super well, or at least recover from travel super well. And I've been like out of Boston like 4 out of the past 6 weekends, and like one of the ones that I was here, we were hosting. So it's just been like very busy. I love time in my room when nothing's happening at all. Years of your life were meant to spend doing nothing. Okay, maybe one of them at least. And I just feel like I haven't been able to hit my quota this year at least. But I've been listening to a lot of music. I missed the last 2 shows because of aforementioned travel. We got the new Madion album, super, super good. The new San Holo album that I haven't even listened to yet, but I'm sure it's awesome. New Pluco album, I'm pretty sure, with a collab with ISOXO on it as well, which is really cool. And the Never Say Die Legacy remixes came out as well, which is like super fun. I'm going to be playing a couple of those as well here. But to get started, I want to play something from the new Grizz album, which also came out, because it's great and I love Grizz so much. I think this like EP is a super fun like mixtape front to back. Just listening through is it blends together really well. It's a very good curated vibe, I'll say. And I'll probably play 2 songs here. I want to do the Effin collab because I think like this collab is such like, it's definitely everything I wanted from like a collab between these two. I think like it really, really merges Effin's like vintage, like crazy dream sounds with Grizz's like alien random basses. It's very, very fun. And then we've got Prob Cause on it as well, which always adds to a track, especially with Grizz. And then I also want to play Back to Me, just because I think like Grizz in specific is like one of the artists that I think of when I'm thinking about like curating sounds that are just something I never would have expected to hear or like imagined as being like a sound or something like that. And one of the ones that I really, really like attribute that feeling to is Other Side of Jupiter. This is from Rainbow Brain. It was like 5 years ago. And every time I listen to it, I'm like, this is so crazy. There's so, like such a weird like sound design theory going on in this track right now. And I kind of like feel like I've heard the same like vibe of that sound in a couple of his other songs, and like, you know, attributed certain features to his sound design philosophy and stuff. And then again in this song, Back to Me, I feel like I just got hit out of nowhere with like another like weird textured sound that I'm like, how did you like even conceive this? Nevertheless, make it sound good in a track. So we'll get into that. Let's start. I'll stop yapping. Oh my goodness, it's been 10 minutes and this guy hasn't played any music. Okay, here's When I'm Hot by Grizz, Effin, and Prob Cause. And for them, it's all the dang time. Oh, you know what I should do? I should probably plug my computer in. Who hired this guy? Am I live now? No, I'm playing through my phone. That's okay. What about now? Yay! Yay! Feel me.
know that I'm seeking, moving on this baby, I'm here to stay. Ayy, spinning on business, I'm over the moon, so nothing is out of my range. Ayy, I'm in the zone like it's game day. I'm on my way to a payday. I'm out here doing my own thing, do not care about what they say. 3, 2, 1, taking off, you know I'm ready. Take a dub, that's one of many. Me on my bass heavy, that looks good on you. All that work just made me stronger. We on top of the world, gotta stay here a little longer. You know what it is. Grab CFN and your boy Grizz. We the hellest in the game, baby. Let's go. The hell is the truth up and all.
Not yet. Okay, sorry. Yeah, that was When I'm Hot by Grizz and FN with vocals and rapping from Prob Cause. And maybe Prob Cause did some production on it too. I know he's been trying to get more into that lately. But especially in that drop, that like flang sound is like, that just sounds like, I don't know, like something hit ricocheting off of metal almost, with a lot of effects on it, of course. It just sounds like so... like Grizz and FN combined. I really, really love it. It sounds like throwing something at a spaceship, man. It's awesome. Okay. I love being like a little kid with my imagination. Okay, anyway, here is Back to Me by Grizz as well. And again, this is one where like some of the sounds in here, while I was listening to it, I was just like, this is so like weird, and I never would have pictured it in this song right now, but it's working now that it's like a layer in it. And I love it so much. I love that feeling so much. And I feel like very grateful for Grizz's entire project for like just making me feel that over and over and over again. It's really cool to be hearing all this like weird stuff. Yeah, man.
rise to the heart, so represent the bell.
Okay, I've got like a little bit of a lead-in for the next one. I want to do some of the Never Say Die legacy mixes because I just love Never Say Die as a record label. It's so good. Oh, also, sorry, I'm terrible on the decks. It's Back to Me by Grizz, in case you were wondering, and that's on the album Future Funk Volume 1, which was on vinyl for like a week and then sold out on like the first day. And is gone now. So I hope that gets restocked, because I kind of want like most of Grizz's discography on vinyl. One, because I think it plays super well, just like aesthetically with the rest of his project. But also, like, that's music that I really, really, really want to preserve, because it consistently makes me feel really, really good. So, like, I feel like, especially when I need like a pick-me-up, just throwing on like a Golden Hour record and like chilling in my room feels awesome. So great artist, great project, love it. And Future Funk is awesome. One of the first releases, or like I should say project releases, since Grizz has made his return. So very excited to see what's coming up next as well, because it says Volume 1, so maybe there'll be a 2. He also finally released his remix of Free Fall with Rainbow Kitten Surprise, which is like really good. I think he played it at Bonnaroo in 2023 because Rainbow Kitten Surprise couldn't make it, and so Grizz filled in for their set, and then he was like, I made this remix in like a couple hours, because I'm really grateful that they called me in to like fill in the spot, like I'm honored. So here's like my take on one of their songs, and it was really killer, and now it has like an official release alongside like a re-recording as well with Rainbow Kitten Surprise, I think, so that's pretty cool. But, okay, now I want to go back to, like, crazy weird dubstep. Here's Never Say Die Legacy. A lot of remixes of, like, older and more classic, I should say, Never Say Die releases. Like, Right Here by Habstrack and Bad Jokes. Oh My by Spag Heddy, who apparently just goes by Spag now. I would definitely not go by Spag Heddy anymore. I feel like there was, like, this internet, like, username core dubstep producer era with, like, San Holo and Spag Heddy and stuff like that, and some stuck with it and some didn't. And but I Spag, what are we doing? That doesn't sound right, man. Let's see what else we got. A Step One remix by Jekyll and Hyde, which is really cool, like especially for a project that's been iterated on so many times already. I did that, I think, the last couple shows I was here, except I kept playing the wrong dang song. But yeah, what are some of the other ones? The Final Cut, Chime did a remix. We got a Leotrix remix of a Sudden Death song, which is super awesome because they were both on like one of the first Future Rhythm EPs together. Very, very fun record to follow up from the Never Say Die Volume 7. A very strong like return for the record label and the project as a whole. But I want to play like one of the originals of this first before I play some of the remixes, just because I think like it really paints, first of all, like how old we're talking, like for some of these songs, and how like, you know, it's a classic, but now like listening to it, it's like not great. Like it's not even like nostalgic good bro step stuff. It's just like it sounds not that good, and it's like crazy to kind of witness how much the technology has improved and how much people have like figured out how to really push some programs to their limits to get weird stuff sounding a lot smoother, a lot cleaner, and most importantly, I feel like a lot more full, like taking up the whole speaker, so to speak, and like filling your ear, because a lot of this stuff used to feel kind of hollow. Anyway, this is Head Rush by 501, and is a very, very, like, I would say popular release from Never Say Die, and did get a remix that we'll get to.
At midnight, we got the moonshine streetlight. We step into another night, illuminated cause we feel right.
It's like, you know, it's a little nostalgic, but again, very, very like hollow, very empty. Yeah, I don't know. But very cool to see some of these like songs. Like that has 4 million listens, which doesn't seem like a lot, but this guy only has 20,000 monthly listeners. So like that was like the big hit for him, I suppose, and was like the classic of that era, I guess, or that release cycle, that volume. Very, very, like, lasting song, I suppose. And, we got a remix of it by Beast Boy. And I'm gonna be playing a couple of Beast Boy tracks today, just because I've been listening to him, like, crazy. I feel like he's so good for, like, brain exfoliation, you know? Like, trying to, like, rub, like, a sponged rock across your cranium and get all the, like, grime out of it. That's what his music is for, and it's awesome. It sounds great. So, here is his take on Head Rush, which again is a song you just heard, but a remix made 14 years later by Beast Boy.
I was at the way at midnight. We got the moonshine streetlight. Step into another night, illuminated cause we feel right. 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 Illuminated cause we feel right.
So crazy. What a fun song. It's so, like, I hope you get what I mean about, like, brain exfoliation, too. I feel like there's so many, like, weird textures and quick glitches and switch-ups in there that, like, keep you very, like subconsciously aware of it. Like, you don't really need to follow everything that's happening in the track, but you're very, I don't know, intrigued the whole time. Or at least I am. I find that stuff super awesome. Okay, next one. Another remix from the Never Say Die Legacy album. Here is The End by Eptic and a remix by Wink. This is like, I don't know, also like a cool remix slash collab or like pairing, I suppose. Because Eptic, like, while like often has these really tight and clean drums, they're like pretty consistently the same drums because he focuses so much more on like these really, really wild basses that like are easy to chant almost and like get crowds really, really hyped up, really like vocally wow yoy sounds. And then Wink, who has this like really firm grasp on like clean percussion that is like wide, taking up a lot of the track, taking up a lot of the attention for the track as well. And I think it's a really fun blend to see, like, Wink's, I don't know, added touch to this Eptic track, which has a really fun mix, I feel like, of being, like, panned out super far slash, like, feeling a little hollow and then really right in your face as well. Pretty fun. I like it. Okay, yeah, that one's also really good, and if you liked it, you should check out the whole album. I feel like I say that after every, like, song, but it's true, because albums are awesome, and they're a collection of so much adjacent music. Some of my other favorites from here are the Axel Boy remix of Lol OK by Must Die, Akios, and Scream. Just a super fun take on that song, and not the first remix as well, so it's fun to see that kind of bounce into a bunch of different perspectives from, like, different artists. I really like the, I don't know how to say this guy's name, Jaqui remix of Extraterrestrial by Tynan and Company. A really, really classic track, at least in my opinion, a very early, like, Tynan, like, I feel like when Tynan was kind of first blowing up, not really blowing up, but like getting attention, getting traction, this was already one of his like really big hits with like existing artists. So yeah, that one, I don't know, in my head when I'm thinking of like old Tynan tracks, Extraterrestrial's way up there. And the Leotrix remix of Junk World as well, I think is super fun. The Chime remix is also cool because there's like Chime very much switched up their sound recently, I feel like, over the past 2 or 3 years. And this song has like a drop from like their old kind of style and from their new style. And I think that's very in theme with the album as well, which is kind of like revamping all of these older tracks. So also kind of revamping a bit of Chime's old project, which is pretty cool. And then the Yuffie and Convexity remix of Shattered Gem by Ace Aura. That one was also really awesome. I don't fully remember it, so I'm not going to like play it on air right now. But I do remember listening to it and being like, this one bangs. It's also 5 minutes long, so I'm not going to play it on air right now. But it's pretty great. We can take a pause from some of the dubstep for a bit. Play something like super, super straightforward. I've been bumping this song perhaps an embarrassing amount. But I love it so much. It's like a clean beat. It has a fun little like 2000s pop reference in it, which I love. As well as a sample, which is absolutely not cleared, but that's fine. We'll hope that Lady Gaga doesn't find Xtina GG. But this is Xtina GG's song Girls in a Car. And it's about girls in a car. I dropped my headset. 1 second. Oh, wait, no, I picked it back up. Oh my gosh, I'm so smart. I forgot that I did that. Okay, sorry. Wow, that's like, this is the entire week I'm having, by the way, but I'm getting by so far. Like, no one at like work for the past 2 days has been like, get your act together yet. They're like, good job on turning stuff in on time, which makes me question perhaps the expectations. But don't tell my boss that, and I won't tell anyone that I was also 8 minutes late to the show. Okay, I was only 2 minutes late to the show, I think, or three. I'm going to play more Beast Boy now because I want to. One of them's a little bit more wild, and one of them is more, I would say, not like chill because it's still Beast Boy, but like very smooth, and I love when Beast Boy takes like a step back from the crazy stuff. I played another one of his like more smooth tracks like a little earlier, like I think two shows ago, which at this point was like a month and a half ago, I think. But yeah, been really on a Beast Boy kick lately, which is convenient because apparently he's gonna be like in Boston on Saturday, so I might nab a ticket to that. I think Nate and my friend Rob are going too, so I'm definitely like, I'm very intrigued. I just need to check my energy levels because I'm like still so sapped, but I love it so much, so I'm probably gonna do it. Let's be real. Anyway, here is Call Me Crazy by Beast Boy, a little bit more intense, and then we'll go probably into Lost in Flames. Maybe we'll even play one more in between, who knows. But here's Call Me Crazy.
Back to the animalistic, the monster that lies within each of us.
It's clean. It's clean. I think we'll do... I'm going to play Lost in Flames next, which is like a little bit more chill. And then I might even play one from an earlier album, which is even more chill. We'll see. But here's Lost in Flames, a little bit of a smoother approach. But again, I just love all the like textures in, especially like that track, Call Me Crazy. Very, very, I don't know, it's all over the place. And I feel like he does such a good job of like blending kind of the shape of one sound with the noise of another, if that makes sense. So like kind of overlapping the attack and like when a noise is kind of supposed to start ramping up, start making sound with the tail of another sound that feels like they're kind of like funneling into each other, and adds like so much like smoothness in what is otherwise extremely chaotic, like sampling and scratching and mixing. So very, very cool. I want to know more about how he does that, and maybe I will one day, because he's been posting a little bit more on like reels and stuff, because everybody needs to do that now to make money as an artist. So sad. Okay. I'll get into that later, maybe. Probably not. I'll probably read a PSA about, like, storing beans in your closet for the next tornado. But it depends on what I pick. Here is Lost in Flames by Beast Boy. Ugh, my dang bangs are in my face all the time, and I need to get them trimmed, but I'm waiting for this, like, studio nearby me. Every once in a while, we'll do, like, slightly cheaper cuts if they are faster, like a bang trim, or like not like, you know, a big style change or something. And I'm not going for it because it's slightly cheaper. The big reason is that they like give, I think, like 75%, maybe 100% of it to like fundraisers, like local fundraisers, which I think is really cool. So I don't know. It feels like loosely donating if you can do it then, I guess, right? And then I can feel like better about myself and better about my appearance. But for now, I'm just shaggy as all heck. And like, it was raining like crazy and it got so wet. It was just dripping like on the front of my face. And I had like wet drapes over my eyeballs while I was walking in. It was super fun. Anyway, sorry, I was distracted by the hair that was in my face when I wanted to come back here. But anyway, this is Lost in Flames by Beast Boy, or that was Lost in Flames by Beast Boy. I've now moved on to The Blood of the Stars, again, by Beast Boy. It's an album from 2025, and we'll be playing Reasons to Love You, parentheses Homesick, by Beast Boy, because I think this one is, like, super, super clean. I think it's also right before the track that I played 2 weeks ago, I think, or not 2 weeks ago, two shows ago, that is also just super smooth, super clean. And I really love when Beast Boy does this, because we know that he can make, like, crazy, crazy, crazy rhythm, crazy, like, glitch tracks that make you bounce and stuff and move. But it's fun to hear, I don't know, him go in a direction that makes you really just want to, like, vibe and, like, sway. And I feel like that this is one of those songs that makes you just want to, like, dance, but not in the, like, aggressive push someone over kind of dance. It's just, like, a, like, feel yourself kind of dance. It's really awesome. So here's Reasons to Love You, Homesick. All right, that was Reasons to Love You, Homesick by Beast Boy again. Yeah, I've played three Beast Boy songs in a row, and I played a fourth one earlier, too. But that's because they're good. Anyway, I have to squeeze the PSA in here really quickly. So, not that it's not important, but I do want to play more music. So, numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Very good. Very good numbers to think about. I know the person who puts these PSAs together, and it's a topical page, I feel like, and I'll say no more than that. That also being said, I love statistics, man, because, like, first of all, they're so, like, crazy easy to, like, make sound significant when they really aren't that significant. Like, there was, I don't know, there's, like, so much correlation and variance and stuff. So, like, yeah, the stats are probably true, but they might not mean a whole lot either unless you, like, do some deeper thinking about it, you know? Like, how long has medical marijuana been being tracked, you know? How long has it been being distributed in comparison to regular prescription drugs? And has that average been taken from, like, these records' inception or from a specific point in time? You know what I'm saying? You gotta look into the details a little bit. Okay, anyway, yeah, I said I was gonna make it quick, and then I had, like, more stuff to say about it, apparently. But I don't want to, like, squeeze in what I'm, like, the Madion album, because it's really awesome. And I do think, like, in the near future-ish, maybe, I can have Nate come to a show and we can do the Skrillex album, because I haven't played any of that yet either, and Madion. And he'll have more of the Madion lore, because I know he's been waiting for this one, like, a long time. And the lore for the album is, like, really sick, because apparently the, like, lyrics in, I think, High, which are kind of about, like, being with someone and them being married and it being, like, a little promiscuous and stuff like that, is, like, his bad boy take of what actually happened to him, where he was dating someone who, like, later revealed that they were already married and he was with them for, like, a non-insignificant amount of time, and then I think was, like, well, that doesn't work for me, obviously, and pulled out. And, like, a lot of the songwriting on this and the, like, I don't know, the themes of the album feel, like, so cool with that piece of lore in mind, I suppose. It's very personal, and I feel like Madion has frequently been an artist that I've gone to, like, really get into my feels. Like, one of his early EDM songs, The City, was, like, the song that I used to listen to as a kid when I was, like, one day I'm gonna, like, make it, like, out in the big old world. That was, like, the song, and it made me feel so emotional about, like, having my own space and exploring what life has to offer and stuff. And then later he had Good Faith, and Heavy With Hoping is still, like, a track that makes me cry, like, every time I listen to it. I feel like it is such a, like, beautiful portrayal of, like, longing and yearning. It's very, very just pretty and soulful, and the whole album is really, really good. And then this one is just very bombastic, very cinematic. There's all kinds of features happening throughout the album, very, like, on theme too. We've got, like, Super Platinum is this super, like, aggro electro rock song kind of, and then same thing with Chaos Magic a little bit there. And then Lonely Space Age is, like, this really great, like, drifty synth wave song to kind of close the album out. Enjoy is this, like, fun little dance tune. I don't even know how to describe Enjoy. It's, like, fun little, like, swingy, I don't even know. It's so good though. What I am gonna play is Dancing on Your Grave, and that's gonna close the show out, I think. We might stay a little bit later, but I don't think so. I'm, like, really tired still, so I'm sorry, I might call it. But I want to play Dancing on Your Grave. I think this is, like, my favorite from the album, maybe in total, But I think definitely from the like non-single releases, because I really like Car Crash Baby. I think the second half of Car Crash Baby is like some of the best like a song has ever made me feel. It just feels so like euphoric and bouncy, and I love it. But Dancing on Your Grave, super, super fun track as well. Very like, I don't know. I feel like it captures a lot of Madion's project thus far. And he also tied it into, you know, these kind of devastating themes of the album. So I like it a lot. Very, very fun. And very fun drum fill too. Very fun, like, build up until the last kind of chorus and drop. So, yeah, we'll listen to this to take us out here. And then hopefully I'll have some more stuff lined up. Like, oh my goodness, we didn't even play the T-Pain dubstep song. Oh my goodness, we gotta do that too. Maybe not tonight, but we'll see. But here is Dancing on Your Grave by Madion off of his new album, Victory. And if I'm not mistaken, the album will be on my doorstep when I get back from radio. I think I got the notification when I was walking over here, which is sad because it's raining, but hopefully it doesn't get like absolutely destroyed. Yay! Thanks for listening. This has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be here next week. Finally, two shows in a row. Yay! Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Love you. Sleep well. Sweet dreams. All that. Here's Dancing on Your Grave.